This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Is there a local establishment, a building, a non-living thing that you absolutely miss in the Pacific Northwest? Call up and tell us about it. 206-803-ROCK. And we're asking because Sears, once a retail giant,
yes,
is closing its final Washington store at the Westfield South Center Mall in Tukwila on December 15th.
It's funny how you were saying goodbye to my childhood. And I didn't even think of like Sears, Schmears. And then all of a sudden I started thinking about the Sears catalog.
Oh my God.
Which, I mean, as a kid, that was the Christmas list. You went through, did you have a Sears catalog or is this after your time?
Yeah, I kind of remember it.
Yeah, it's just big book.
They literally called it the big book.
Yes. And you page through it and you're like, I would circle the things I'd want, leave little bookmarkers. And then as, you know, I hit my teen years and I would go to a different section for different reasons.
Oh, right?
Dude, that was like the adult content.
It really
the
was.
The bra section of the Sears catalog.
And then when our family would go, like, we'd load up in the old Suburban, roll into Sears and just get crazy. It's like my dad could go buy like a hand drill and
everything.
The kids could buy what they needed. It was so great.
It was pretty awesome. That was Sears was a lot of fun.
Oh my gosh. Well, now there's only going to be 9 locations nationwide after they close it. Yeah.
It's got to be the Amazon effect.
Like, I would assume so.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes me very sad, though. Good times.
Or is it Amazon, or is it just the fact that they had so, like, they never, I always feel this way, like, going to a restaurant, where it's like, they have too much stuff on the menu, and
they were like the Cheesecake Factory of stores?
Yeah, like, it was like appliances, and tools, and clothes, and luggage, and they probably had food there.
Danny, where else can you go to get a pair of shorts or a refrigerator? Sears.
Great memories.
Well, now I guess Walmart or Target, in a sense.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK, what local establishment do you miss? Aaron from Ording, tell us what yours is.
Hooters.
Yeah!
If you ever want to relive the magic, we'd be more than happy to put our outfits on for you, Aaron.
I don't think that's what he wants.
You guys did a great job the other day. It was very, very nice to see that, but I would take the real establishment.
Yeah, which was your spot? Because, I mean, there was the Lake Union one, I remember. The Tacoma one was popular mainly for Pittsburgh Steelers fans, but that was a popular spot as well.
It was definitely Tacoma down in Ording. Tacoma's closest, and man, I was going there since high school, and you know, it was sad to see when I came back out of the military, it was gone.
Dude, that was our spot. Sometimes we'd swing by there after hockey, like during a lunch drop-in at noon. We'd be playing, and we'd be like, let's get some chicken wings. We're like, let's go to Hooters. And then all of a sudden, Buffalo Wild Wings popped up, and we're like, Buffalo Wild Wings wings are way better. Let's just go there. I mean, it's cool looking at attractive chicks, but it's way better to eat delicious wings.
206-803-ROCK. Chris from Kenmore, what local establishment do you miss in the Pacific Northwest?
The Alaskan Way Viaduct.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember when they tore it down and everyone got to walk on the viaduct?
Yep, I did that. That was my last hurrah. I miss it every time I have to drive through the tunnel to pay through to drive through a hole.
And dude, the moment when you got on the viaduct and you could see that view was pretty amazing.
Oh, exactly. It was distracting, obviously, but yeah. it was you didn't mind waiting in traffic if it was you could see the beautiful view and see on the other side, just look at the buildings right next to the road.
It was an insane view.
Seattle. Yeah. I still remember Ryan Castle and I drove over it, like one of the last times before they were going to start tearing it down. And we like live streamed from our car because we were so excited for one last hoorah on the viaduct.
You guys are dorks.
We're dorks.
Yeah. I mean, from one dork to another, you guys are definitely dorks. One person I think a lot of people probably think this as well. My first Major League Baseball game at the massive Kingdome. Mariners versus the Red Sox. Big Mo Vaughn. Also met Joey Cora, Jay Buhner there. I've worked many days at security on both parks, old and new. I love me some Kingdome. Also, Safeco Field will always be Safeco Field to me.
I wonder if he was ever in the Kingdome during like one of the earthquakes when like some of the ceiling tiles would start falling. Those were crazy times.
I remember living in New York and like there was a show called George Michael's Sports Machine on at night, and I remember them covering the tiles falling from the Kingdome, and I was like,
so wild.
What the hell? Why are they playing there?
Seems a little dangerous.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.